Well, today, a district court in Texas began a hearing to decide whether or not the death penalty is unconstitutional in the state, based on the disproportionately high risk of wrongful convictions in Texas. In the last 30 years, the state has executed 464 people, far more than any other state. They've also only exonerated 12 people since 1976, out of 139 nationwide. And 70% of those executed have been minorities. So the defense in the case today argues that the legal system in Texas increases the risk of wrongful executions, including a lack of safeguards to protect against mistaken eyewitness identification, faulty forensic evidence, incompetent lawyers at the appellate level, failures to guard against false confessions, and a history of radical racial discrimination in jury selection. Now, just a few weeks ago, we brought you the story of Claude Jones, a man who had been executed based on a single piece of hair, which it turns out now belonged to the murder victim and not to Jones himself. So it's a strong argument against the death penalty, but we have to ask, why in this country is the constitutionality of capital punishment being debated because of mistakes rather than whether it should happen at all? Well, joining me to discuss it is Radley Balco, senior editor at Reason Magazine and Reason.com. Radley, thanks so much for joining us. Now, I guess if you had to take a guess here, make an educated guess, do you have any idea what they're going to decide in this hearing, whether it's constitutional or unconstitutional?
Well, I think this particular judge, actually, there's a not insignificant chance that he will find it unconstitutional. I think he's going to be overruled, by the Texas appeals courts, but this judge actually has a history of being not even critical of capital punishment, but just critical of the way that it's been carried out in Texas.
Well, can you give us more details of exactly, we know that there have been wrongful convictions there. We just gave the example of Claude Jones. But, they say that not only is there racial discrimination here, but that they, faulty forensic evidence is a problem, a lack of safeguards to protect against mistaken eyewitness identification. What all goes into this?
Well, I mean, if you talk to, I interviewed Craig Watkins, the district attorney for Dallas County, who was actually a former defense attorney. And, he told me, he took over from the legendary Henry Wade of Roe versus Wade fame, but also a very sort of get tough on crime prosecutor. And Watkins will tell you that, it was actually considered to be kind of a badge of honor to prosecute an innocent person during Wade's term there, because it showed your prowess as a prosecutor. It's a state that has this history, but also, it's still going on now. The Hank Skinner case that I've been writing about, this is a case where there's crime scene evidence from the case that could be tested for DNA that could basically show whether this guy is guilty or innocent, and the prosecutors won't test it. They don't even want to know. They want to execute this guy without even testing the DNA to be sure that they have the right guy first. So there is just a sort of, and it's not just in Texas. I think Texas is, gets a bad rap, I guess.
Well, they're perhaps one of the most extreme examples, right? They do execute people more than any other state.
Well, yeah. Well, it also has a huge population, but I think other states deserve the same rap. Not that Texas should be treated any better, this is the problem with the death penalty. The fundamental problem with the death penalty is that it's irreversible and that it's done by human beings, and we're fallible, right? We make mistakes. And I think those two things together are about as effective an argument against the death penalty as you can make.
But so shouldn't we be having a larger discussion here? So shouldn't people be asking whether the death penalty should exist at all, not whether, it should exist as long as we stop making all of these mistakes?
Well, I don't think we're capable of not making mistakes. We're imperfect beings, right? So, at least when you put someone in jail for life without parole, there is a chance that, if that person happens to be innocent somewhere down the line, that, it can't be reversed, but it can certainly be mitigated, and, you can admit your mistake and try to make up for what we've done to that person. With the death penalty, that's not possible. But, Texas has this long history where, you have Cameron Todd Willingham case, for example, during the death penalty phase of his trial, and he had this expert who said, because this guy had Iron Maiden and Led Zeppelin posters on his wall, that was indicative of a sort of a mindset that was obsessed with death and someone who was certain to kill again. This is the kind of absurdity.
Ouch, that would have put me behind bars. Well, tell me, I just want to ask you, because the rest of the world, really the international community, I think looks at America with such confusion over this. It seems like such an inhumane policy. It's an archaic policy, because most countries out there do not have the death penalty anymore. So what do you think it is about America? Why do we have it? I mean, could it be some kind of a religious thing, you know, this eye for an eye mentality?
I think we're generally a more violent culture than the rest of the developed world. I'm not sure why that is. I think there are a lot of interesting theories behind it. I mean, but we have a higher homicide rate than most of Western Europe. And we still have the death penalty, and most of the rest of the developed world doesn't. But I think the public opinion on the death penalty is slowly changing, but there are also some other interesting things going on. I mean, you know, we used to hang people, right? We used to do firing squad or, you know, these sort of kind of brutal ways of executing people. And, you know, we've gotten to the point now where it's almost like a medical procedure, right? I mean, the lethal injection, it's on a hospital gurney. There's a comedian, I can't remember who it is, but always makes the joke about, you know, why do we use the alcohol swab on their vein before we inject them, you know, that we don't want to get infected later. We've turned this act of killing, we've ritualized it to the point where it's almost sort of like a healthcare procedure at this point. And I think that has, you know, I think that's part of the reason why the public has supported it for so long, is that it's sort of been removed, the barbarism of it has sort of been removed from the public eye.
Of course, desensitized as well. We'll see, what happens and what the decision is at this hearing and whether that does change public opinion in Texas. Radley, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, great to be on again.